Have you ever thought from where the word salary comes and how much money you spent every month on buying salt? Speak to the person next to you. How much we spent on just buying a bottle or pack of salt? I don't think more than £2, £3, or less than. Okay. But when Jesus said, you are the salt of the world, salt of the earth, or and light of the world, it was absolutely different context. When I'll explain, you'll understand how different it was. In Jesus' time, Roman soldiers used to have an additional money with their salary to buy salt. And the Latin word for salt is sal, S-A-L. And that is the root word for salary, salarium. So basically, the word salary or stipend comes from the word salt. You are the salt of the world. Jesus is saying to his disciples, just keep in mind the context. In the Roman Empire, soldiers would get a special stipend, additional apart with their stipend to buy salt. A, whenever they are injured, it helps. And if there is something for purification they need, salt will help. It will help them to preserve things and also to give flavor to the food. And people from Rome, they had always a very high standard and beautiful cuisines and foods. That's why pizzas and Italian restaurants are very famous everywhere in the world. So they were very, very precise about their food, about hygienic, and also because they were soldiers, they needed salt most of the time whenever they were injured. Jesus is saying to his disciples, who are not Romans, they are Jews. He's saying to them, you are the light of the world, while they think Jerusalem is the light of to the Gentiles. This was last week's reading from the Gospel. Simeon is saying about Christ, he's going to be the light for the Gentiles. Jerusalem is the light for the Gentiles because Jerusalem has temple, and temple has Holy of the Holies. And in the Holies of the Holies are the two tablets of Ten Commandments. So you are the light of the world. And then this is pretty much the preamble of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is setting the tone for his ministry, for his work, for his mission, and whatever he is going to do. I have not come to abolish the law. I have come to fulfill the law. And then he's saying, law is not the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Torah is not the light of the world. He's not saying Torah is not the light of the world, but you are the light of the world, and you are the salt of the earth. When Jesus said these things, his disciples may not have full idea what that is mean. But when Jesus said this, he simply meant, you are going to give your own different flavor to the world. A long time ago, a group of missionaries, they went in a totally different part of the world where people were not used to the salt. They were not aware of what it is. They went there and they asked, we are just going to live here and we will help you in many ways. People had a fear of them. They said, why these strangers have come from somewhere with different strange thoughts? I don't know what they are going to do. They are going to take away our culture. They are going to change us significantly. We are going to lose our identity. They are going to give us a new identity. Because Jesus is giving to their disciples a new identity. The identity which they will take everywhere in the world. You are the salt of the world. You are light of the world. And when they were there, the missionaries, they thought, how we can communicate to them that what changes we are going to bring, how we will help you. They asked them, This is not about the salt, this is about the sugar. So they asked them, what is your most favorite or holy drink? They said, oh, milk of the cow. And they said, can you bring a bowl? They put white sugar in it. And they thought they have put salt. And people in that part of the world at that time, they were not aware of white sugar. They only saw or experienced the yellow sugar. And then when they tasted, it was nice, like sugar, but the color was pretty much same. When Jesus is saying to his disciples, you are the salt of the world, of course they'll have their own flavor wherever they'll go, but without changing the texture and the outer of the societies. That's why sometime Christianity in most parts of the East and most parts of the West, it doesn't speak to each other fully from the outfits, outlook, but inside it is same, because that's the Christ who sent people everywhere in the world. Wherever you are, go as the light of the world and salt of the earth. How much salt we need when we cook? If you are cooking 3 cups of rice, definitely you won't put 3 cups of salt into it. Very tiny amount. One day we were invited by a couple from our church. They don't take salt at all. Am I right? Yes. But you have to go on the other side of the mountains if you want to experience that. Sally and Carl, they both are doctors. They understand how much dangerous sometimes salt is. But how much helpful sometimes salt is. The part of the world, they travel a lot. The part of the world I come from, Indian subcontinent, we use the salt a lot. Because a lot of salt we lose because of sweating. That is body's requirement that we need. That's why spicy food, salty things are there. When Jesus is saying to his disciples, you are the salt of the world, a tiny amount which will going to give a good flavor to the food. Jesus is also, in these two phrases, is trying to communicate the importance of being minority. You know, the difference, what light makes, wherever it is, is significant. But the size of a bulb in compared to the size of the room, if I'm not totally wrong, it's 1 into 5,000, probably. A bulb is 5,000 times usually smaller than the whole size of a room. But it enlightens the whole room. It is tiny, but impactful minority can benefit the whole society. And the trivial majority can be unhelpful sometime, because it is silence, it's unhelpful. Jesus is basically, it's not just the salt and the light. It's the more about, you might be tiny, insignificant from the worldly point of view, but when you will inject your Christian flavor into the society, into the world, how much significant, and then people will be used to it, and they won't be able to survive without you, because you are the light of the world. Light has to be visible. Light cannot be invisible. If you will try to make light invisible, it is unhelpful. No one light the candle and put under the table. Light is always on the candle stand. So Jesus is saying, you are the light of the world. You have to be visible wherever you are. Visible doesn't mean that we put a signal light in the middle of the road. It's always visible on the side of the road where it is going to help people. And also, light is for guide. Light is to guide. Light is sometime for the warnings. We all have little lights, red lights coming up on our different gadgets. On sometime on a car dashboard, the oil is gone, or this you need, or your headlight is not working. Light, for various reasons, is important. Light can be big and small. Sometimes we need flood night for football matches. But we as Christians, Jesus has sent us to be the light of the world, salt of the earth. Jesus is saying to his disciples, these words are very missional. Light is not for itself. It has to be in the darkness. In the same way, the saltiness of the salt is not for itself. Salt, not just salt itself, but it is for those things where its presence is needed. We as Christians are salt and the light, not for ourselves. As Archbishop William Temple, he once said, the church is probably the only cooperative society that works for its non-members. If we are just looking ourselves, if we are just doing things which we want to do, and if we are just engaged with the activities which are good for us, we are more or less a maintenance community, not a missional community. A missional community is salt. Missional community is like the light. Going out, meeting with people where they are. Wherever there is darkness, light has to be there. And then people are able to see and people are able to walk. Jesus is giving these new titles to his disciples. You are the light and you are the salt. Sometimes our identities, if some people ask me, who are you? And I usually say, I am the vicar or rector or priest. And after a few decades, I'll say, I'm a retired priest. I was a judge and I'm a retired judge. I am the best basketballer or player or singer or something. And then we are retired. I'm mother of three children, and three children are now grown up, they are gone. I am no grandmother. But Jesus is not talking about that kind of titles. You are going to be the light and salt for the rest of your life. Light is light. It works until it is connected with the energy. Until and unless you are connected with me, you will not lose your identity. You will always give your flavor to the world. And you will give light to the world unless and until you are connected with me. And this identity is not which you have earned. This identity is by God's grace. Because you are my disciples, and I am giving you this new identity. People throughout the centuries, they went everywhere in the world. Church has amazing stories to tell to the world. In our recent history, people like Mother Teresa, with very, very limited resources, she did tremendous things. She was able to feed millions of people. And people still are able to go wherever God is calling them to be, with a very pure and concrete understanding of where we are. So Jesus is saying to his disciples through this very missional passage of Sermon on the Mount, you are the salt of the earth. I don't know how easy or how difficult it is to be like salt. Or Jesus is maybe saying, you should be salty Christians. Sometimes we like to be sweet Christians. I don't know why Jesus did not say, you are the sugar of the world. He said, you are salt of the world. When Jesus said, you are salt of the world, salt of the earth, people in his context, they were able to understand it well. Just I'll give a couple of minute pause. speak to person next to you, if you don't want to be salt, what you would like to be? What are the needs of our context, wherever you are, in our town, in our job place, what we should be? Significantly important for us to be aware, Jesus said to his disciples, you are the salt of the world. But what your own identity is, what is my identity? I mean, of course, I am a priest. I'm vicar of this church. Some of you are volunteers in the church. Some are worship leaders. Some look after the desk. Some are worship leaders, organists. These all are our identities. But these identities, I don't know for how long they are going to stay. But the identity which Jesus has given you and me, and that identity which we are using to bring Christian flavor in our neighborhood, in our society, that is significantly important. I pray that through our church, through our little community of St. Edmund's Church, we are able to show to this world that how important an impactful minority can be in contrast to the tribal or silent majority. Christians has always been a minority in the world. Don't count ourselves in numbers, how many billion Christians are in the world and how many Catholics and Anglicans are. But true followers of Jesus Christ has always been like salt, like gravy, like pepperoni, or like pepper and herbs, tiny things that brings a great flavor. God bless you all.